thank God for everybody in their respective places, the elders, the deacons, ministers, the mothers of the church. I'm glad I'm free. I said, I'm glad I'm free. Jesus said, the only way you can be free is you have to know the truth. And what I like what he said, when you know the truth, it don't set you free. The truth will make you free. Anybody want to be free? Then get in the truth. Paul asked Jesus, what is truth? Ask somebody, what is truth? Paul said, what is truth? Jesus said, his word is truth. So you want to be in the truth, you got to stay in the word. Amen? Amen. Let us stand for our scripture reading. You want to know that I'm pretty excited. I'm trying to hold back. Amen. I'm trying to hold back. I'm just going to let God. I said, let God be God. Anybody believe God can be God? And he's God all by himself. I don't know what the devil is trying to figure out. God can do anything. God can fix anything. Amen. But these are signs of the times of the second coming. So some things God won't fix because they're indicators for the church. But let the Lord know, let you know that he's on his way back. Amen. We're going to turn to our scripture reading, which will be coming from Joshua chapter 1. We're going to read verses 1 through 9, and then we'll conclude by reading the 18th verse together. Joshua chapter 1 through 9, and then we will conclude by reading the 18th verse. Do we all have it? Amen. Amen. For those who do not have it, it is on the screen. Amen. Verse 1 reads, now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place, what do you say? What place? Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto this great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. Therefore shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee or forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. In verse 18, whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandments, and will not hearken unto thy words, in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. Let us pray. Lord, we take nothing for granted. But Lord, we're here today because of your mercy. Lord, we're here today because of your goodness. Lord, we're here today because of your grace. Lord, we're here today because you stepped in between us and the death angel, and we said thank you. Now, Lord, we ask you, as As they assemble together in thy presence, Lord, send the word. Our God, this afternoon, search every heart. Lord, search every mind. Lord, and we send the word. Ask you to send the word to meet those needs. Lord, the meditations of the heart and mind, Lord, send the word. Lord, send an anointing to break every yoke. Lord, those that have people bound, shut up. Lord, send the word. Now, Lord, your word is there since you sent your word and it healed. You sent your word and delivered. Lord, you sent your word and it set free. For that we say thank you. And Lord, we thank you today. I'm so glad I know God for myself. I don't have to live on anybody else's testimony because I know what God has done for me. Can anybody say I don't have to live on anybody else's testimony because I know what God has done for me? Hallelujah. If the devil had his way, how many know none of us would be here? If the devil had his way, we were still wrapped up, tied up, and nailed up in sin. He would have took us out. But I saw the Lord look from his place. A couple of things here before we get into our message. Now, the phrase "be strong enough, good courage," the Lord only uses that phrase, I believe it is 9 times in Scripture, that exact phrase, "be strong and very courageous." He uses it 7 times when speaking to Joshua, and he uses it 2 times when speaking to Solomon. And it's very important to see and understand that the Lord uses those phrases for 2 key times in the history of his people. After Moses died and Israel was going into the promised land, the Lord realized that the leader that was leading his people had to be very strong and very courageous because he realized the challenges that were ahead of him. So 3 times in the book of Deuteronomy, the Lord speaks through Moses to Joshua, telling him, be strong and of good courage. And then when Joshua takes over in the book of Joshua, in the first chapter, 3 times, he tells him, be strong and of good courage. In chapter 1, he tells him in verse 6, 9, and 18, be strong and of good courage. And then in Joshua chapter 10, verse 25, he also tells him, be strong and of good courage. Well, why? The reason why is because to be a godly leader, you got to be strong. To be saved, you got to be strong. To be saved, you have to be courageous. To be a godly leader, you have to be courageous. Courage means there are times when others will forsake you, but you have to stand strong all by yourself. Amen. The Bible tells Paul, writes to Timothy, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And the other 2 times that the Lord uses the phrase be strong in courage and of good courage is David, when he was passing the baton from himself as king to his son Solomon. He realized that the challenges ahead of him were going to be great. So he said, you got to be strong and courageous. I wonder today, how many of us are strong? And how many of us courageous? How many of us, hallelujah, when things get bad, we still stand? How many of us this afternoon, when things seem to be going against us, we still stand strong because we trust in the Lord? Can the church say, thank you, Jesus? Come on, can we say, thank you, Jesus? So who are you trusting in? Are you strong and courageous? Or when things don't go your way, do you quit and give up? I heard the Lord say that men ought always to pray and not to faint. The reason people are fainting is not because God is not the same yesterday, today, and forever. The reason they're fainting is because they're not in God like they ought to be. And when you're not in God like you ought to be, you don't pray like you ought to pray. You don't read the Bible like you ought to read the Bible. And can I insert one other thing? You don't even come to church like you ought to come to church. But then you expect God to make a way for you out of no way. You got to be obedient for God to bless you. Can we say praise the Lord? Well, let's go happened on this first chapter of, I'm going to give you all the message in a minute. Right? I just want to build up to it. Y'all with me?
Amen.
Verse 7 reads, only be thou and what? Very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. So he said, now when you stay in God's word, if you don't alter it and don't let anyone else alter it, he said, you're going to what? Prosper. Right? Somebody said, well, why don't I have all that I ought to have? Because are you in God's word? Are you turning from the right or to the left? Are you staying in the word? Verse 8 reads, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein. God's word shall not depart out of your mouth. And you got to meditate on the how? Day in and day out. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have. So the scripture says, if you meditate on God's word, somebody said, I don't have the prosperity that I like. I'm in a place where I like to be. He said, well, if you meditate on God's word day and night, he will make your way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. So our message today is the sin of prosperity. I said, well, how can you have sin with prosperity? We'll get to that. And if we were to have a subtopic, which we'll probably have to explain it, is forgetting the Lord after the blessing. The sin of prosperity, or forgetting the Lord after the blessing. In the book of Psalms, verse 1, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate
day and night.
Then the Lord tells Joshua, he said, you got to meditate in the word day and night. Then God will make your way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. And Psalms goes on to say that when you stay in God, and you keep his word foremost in your mind day and night, that you shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water, that your fruit also shall not wither, and whatsoever you doeth shall prosper. Amen. So the scripture teaches that if you stay in God and in his word, and let his word stay in you, you will have prosperity. Now, do you think the devil knows this? Right, so what does the devil want to do with the word? He wants to make you not meditate on it day and night. Amen. As I was praying and considering this morning, that we're talking about the sin of prosperity. Prosperity can be defined as to be successful. It means you can have it all going on. You can have everything that you want. That is prosperity. Prosperity can also mean that you are thriving and that you have everything that you ask God for. That is prosperity. Now, can I be nosy for a minute? Yeah, come on, y'all talk to me. I'm gonna smile. This church, we can have a good time. Y'all smile. I'm gonna be nosy if you don't say it. Whoever say be nosy, I'll be nosy. I'm saying, you know, years ago, before we got that job, we had the church praying for us to get a job. We had the saints praying for us to get a job. We had everybody praying for us to get a job. Then we got the job and we were so excited. We got so excited that we stopped coming to church. That's when prosperity is a sin. Because God gave you what you wanted, but as soon as you got what you wanted, you forgot about God. How about some of us, we prayed for a spouse. You know the butterflies? You know what the butterflies? You know my butterflies, man? When he or she come in the room, everything just float. Butterflies all over the place, right? just get that person, I'll be set for the rest of my life.
Jesus.
And God gave you what you've been asking for. Uh-huh. And as soon as things got bad, you start coming to church. The sin of prosperity. You got what you wanted, but then you forgot the very one that blessed you to get what you wanted. Can I be nosy a little more? Yeah, some of us can say, y'all can tell me to be nosy. I can be nosy anyway. I'm being nosy. I'm just trying to, we ought to all relax, right? Y'all know me. My wife said I'm just too transparent sometimes. That's all right. Anybody ever wanted a house so bad?
Jesus.
I can't wait till if I can get that house. I ain't messing with nobody in the house. A lot of y'all got houses this year. All right, we got the church this year. All right, I like that, all right? If I could just get that house, and if God bless me to get that house, I'll serve him forever. Then God bless you, and you got the house, and stop going to church. Because you got too tied up with the house. So the sin of being blessed is when you forget God. That's a sin. Anybody said, man, all my life I've been messed up. Then I got saved. And after I got saved, God just started opening doors. God just moved in a miraculous way. God started doing so much for me. And I helped so many people. But then I stopped going to church. I stopped reading the Bible. I even stopped testifying and talking to people about God because in my prosperity, I had a little challenge. And when I got the challenge in my prosperity, I was no longer strong and I didn't have any courage. And I heard the scripture say that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So God blesses us. What do you do in the blessing? Do you forget about God? Hallelujah. Proverbs 10 and 22 says, the blessings of the Lord, it maketh. Anybody who's been enriched? Anybody look back to where you used to be? The times when you didn't have this and you didn't have that, you can feel it back. And then God bless you and you got everything going on there and you forgot about God. That's the sin of prosperity. When, can you imagine, God gives you what you want, and then you forget the one that blessed you. Hallelujah. How can I forget God when God has been so good to me? How can I forget a God, hallelujah, that when I went to the hospital and they said I had cancer and I wouldn't be around for another month or two, and God has made a way. Thank you. Amen. When you ask for everything, just because you have a little problem. Well, let's go over some scriptures. The Bible said, yes, I believe it's 3 John chapter 1, verse 2 said, Paul, John in the right to this, he said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. But he said, the contingency on you prospering and being in health is even as thy soul prospering. So yes, God wants to bless you, but his blessing is in relation to your spirituality. God doesn't want to bless you for you to forget about him. God doesn't want to give you what you've been asking for you to forget about him. And that was the problem that he had with the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. In Deuteronomy 6 and Deuteronomy 8, the Lord said, beware lest you forget the Lord. That's when prosperity becomes a sin, when God makes a way for you and you forget the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, anybody just have to walk everywhere you have to go?
Yeah.
I know. When I got in college, I was 19, didn't have nothing. Everywhere I go, I was walking. I had to leave 3 hours early to catch the bus, to be on time for work, because back then, when you were late, they gave you a pink slip, and 2 pink slips meant you got fired. I know that times have changed today, you just pink slip it up. But I'm just saying, when I was going, you get a pink slip, 2, they get 1, okay, 2 is a warning, 3, you're fired. All right, so I used to have to leave work 3 hours to be on time when I worked out at the Warren for GE, and back then, we didn't have excuses that they have today. The bus didn't run the last 2 miles. So after I got off in the Waterford, I had to walk the last 2 miles. And I used to work a midnight shift. Worst shift in the world. But on the midnight shift, there was no bus running. So that 8 miles, guess what I used to have to do from work? I walked. I'm just trying to say, so when I got my car, it wasn't my car, but I was blessed that somebody let me use the car. I was blessed. So I did not forget God. After I got the car, I still came to church. Can I add something else? I'm just saying me. I know you say don't use myself, but I can use me because who else can you use? Because if I use y'all, y'all think I'm picking on y'all. So I can use me because I'm all right. Yeah, back then, yeah, we get off of work at 8 o'clock and Sunday school started at 9:30. And if I had to walk home, I get time just for church. You know, you say, oh, I'm just so tired. I was so tired. I went to Sunday school. Back then, you had to put it all night. I don't know if it did any good. I'm slept it all day, but it didn't go. But if I wanted to be faithful, y'all think I'm laughing or something? I slept the whole thing. I was sleeping through Sunday school to get ready for afternoon service. Because I worked from 12 at night to 8 o'clock and went straight to church, so I had to sleep somewhere. I wasn't superhuman. Right? But I'm just saying, God bless me. But in God blessing me, I couldn't forget God. I couldn't forget that God had been good to me. I couldn't forget that God had made ways out of me. So he told the children of Israel, he said, now when you live in the houses that you how about that day when you worship in the church that you did not build? God said, beware lest you forget the Lord that brought you out.
Hallelujah.
That's the sin of prosperity. When God blesses you and in the embryonic stages, when everything is new, you are happy and excited. But as soon as a little time go by, we forget God. We forget how God made a way. We forget how God did things that nobody else could do. Why? Because we forget God, because we get consumed in the blessing. Don't let the blessing divert your attention. Still let God be God. Still let God be the Savior. And remember, when God blesses you, God doesn't add sorrow with it. Now, I won't be nosy. This is my last nosy. My last nosy. No more nosy. You know, when God blesses you, and you were so blessed, and when things didn't go right, all of a sudden the blessing is now a curse. Did God change? Because we went over last week, he said, said what? Same. So all of a sudden, the blessing of the Lord is made rich. Then all of a sudden, you got a whole lot of sorrow. Where wealth is a problem. If God bless, God can keep, God can sustain, and God can continue to make a way. So if God bless, where did the change come? Because he never changes. So if he didn't change, and all of a sudden the blessing is no longer the blessing, who changed? It certainly was not God. So he said, now, when you get all of this stuff that you really didn't even work to get, God said, I want you to be well lest you forget the Lord that brought you. Anybody know that if it had not been for the Lord, that was on your side. If it had not been for God, making a way, he's out of nowhere. If it had not been for the Lord helping you, where would you be right now?
God's blessings.
Amen. He said, I will deliver. thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked God said, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shalt take my covenant in thy mouth? Seeing thou hatest instruction and castest my word, this is God writing to his people. He said, listen, you're taking my word. You know what I say for you to do, and you cast it behind me. Amen. God said, you dishonor me. You know my word. You know the truth. You know what you want to do. But then when it's time for you to make a decision, you cast my word. When I first got saved, I said, I'm running for Jesus a long time, and I'll be running forever, and I'm never going to turn my back. But then I got some troubles. I got some things that I didn't like, and instead of me running for Jesus, I turned my back on the very one that had saved and kept me, the very one that made a way for me out of nowhere. He goes on to say, when thou sawest a thief, thou, you saw somebody messed up and doing the wrong thing, and instead of correcting them, you went along with them. You knew they were in sin and messing up, and instead of you honoring my word and telling them it's the wrong thing to do, you went along with them. You saw they were messing up, and instead of you using my word to help them, you cast it behind you. He goes on to say in the next verse, and have been partakers with adulterers. He said, thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sinnest and speaketh against thy brother, and slander thy own mother's son. That's bad when family gets so messed up, they can't even get along. They talk about each other. He said, these things has thou done. God said, and I. God said, I've been watching everything. I've been monitoring everything. I've seen everything that you do. He said, these things have you done? And he said, I kept silent. And because I did not exact judgment immediately, you thought that I was altogether such a one as you. Can we say praise the Lord? He said, but I will reprove thee, and I will set them in order. God said, you know what he said? He said, you can't continue to do the wrong thing and think that I'm going to be quiet forever, because eventually I am going to speak. And when I begin to speak, he said, I'm going to set them things in order, and you're going to see it. And everybody else is going to see it, because you haven't honored me by keeping my word. Can we say praise the Lord? He said, and the real problem is this. He says, now, everything we just heard, now, consider this. Ye that, now consider this. Ye that, now consider this. Ye that can sin and don't bother your conscience. He said, now consider ye that forget God. You that can act ugly and ungodly and do the wrong thing in the name of Christ. He said, now consider this, ye that. Hey, can you make that a little bit bigger? It says, forget God. That's the problem. People in church don't act like God at all because they have forgotten God. Come to church and even, we don't act like this in my church. Y'all relax. Y'all relax. I ain't talking about y'all. I ain't talking about none of y'all. Okay? I ain't talking about none of y'all. Right? Old Sam, we ain't talking about you? Yes, this church. Come to church. Anybody know that church is a place of refuge?
Yes.
Church is a place of salvation.
Yes.
Church is a place where sinners can come and be saved.
Yes.
Church is a place where those that are saved can get stronger. Church ain't a place of spiritual pain place. In church, you're supposed to slander one another. As a matter of fact, Paul tells the Galatian church, he said, how is it that ye bite and devour one another? That is not. He said, now the only way that you can act like that is you have forgotten God. Because Because if you remember God, you know that everything you do, God heard him say, I'm keeping a record.
Yes.
You know, a lot of us got some diaries. You know the good thing about it? Your diary, when you write it, you can put some stuff in it, and you can leave some stuff out. Like, when you write your diary, y'all ever write, I ain't never had a diary. I have to try to write. Because I think men don't write diaries, right? But I think men write journals. Women diary, men journals. Anyway, you keep it around. All right? But there's some stuff, he said, I don't ever want nobody to know she is. I'm not going to put that in there. Come on, y'all need it. Y'all know I don't know. Y'all got some stuff that y'all don't want nobody to read. So I said, I ain't going to put that in there. I don't want nobody to ever read this. This stuff, I'm just only me and a certain other people know. You know, like, they ever tell somebody, hey, don't tell nobody this. You don't put that in your diary because that don't, all the good stuff you put in there. Man, look at all the stuff y'all got to. I ain't never had no journal or diary either. I just live for the life. But God said, you know what? I'm keeping the record. And in me keeping the record, he said, I'm writing down everything.
Yes.
I'm writing down the good. And I'm writing down the bad. And one day, you won't have to give an account for all those things that you've done in your. I'm going to go to, can I go to one more scripture and then we'll close here? Can I go?
Yes.
I don't know what to tell me no way. Can I go? Tell me no way anyway. You know what? It's so important that we stop playing church. Seriously. People come to church year after year after year after year just taking it off again. Granted. Act like God's not going to exact his word. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, we will close here. It's time, you know, isn't it easy to tell somebody else, look at somebody say, stop playing church. You know, it's easy to tell somebody, well, you know, say, stop playing church. Look at the other person on the other side and say, stop playing church. Now tell yourself, stop playing church. God knows that when it comes to God, there is nothing that will not be revealed in action. Ecclesiastes, we're going to close in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. These are they that have forgotten God. They act as though God doesn't see, God doesn't know, and God's never going to do anything. Trust me, God will eventually speak. As he said, I will eventually set these things in order. Now, I'm not preaching against sin. Reason I have to preach against sin and doing us wrong, y'all with me? The Bible says this in Ezekiel. He said, now listen, if they sin and you don't warn them, he said, I'm going to require their sin at it. Y'all sin with me on me. Yep. This is for those other people. Your sin ain't going to be on me. He said, but if you know they're doing wrong and you don't warn them, if you don't lift up your voice like a trumpet and tell my people their transgression in the house of Israel, their sin, he said, then I'm going to require their blood at it. He said, but if you tell them and then they do what they want to do, then I'll require their blood and then. So I'm just going to be obedient to God. You cannot go to heaven and sin.
Amen.
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 Somebody said, well, I can sin and ask God for forgiveness. Yes. But God said, my spirit will not always. Someone said, yeah, God's not like that. I heard the scripture says he only saved Noah and his family out of the whole world because of sin. So you can't sin and think God just turns a deaf ear. God is merciful. God is loving. God is kind. But God will one day call you to record for what you've done. Amen? Alright, let's go here. We're going to go to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Don't be mad at me. Because all I'm doing is telling you God's word. Amen. And if I don't tell you the word, then God's going to hold me accountable. So it says, verse 13. Let's just go here. I'm going to read it all. Y'all read. Do y'all read the Bible for yourselves? Read some scriptures, right? Read Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and chapter 12. It deals with God dealing with mankind. 11 talks about us getting old and our days coming to an end in 12, okay? But verse 13 reads, let us hear the today let us hear the of the not some of the matter. And we do. The other question is, do you keep his commandment? And verse 14 said, for God shall bring, for God shall bring. Now every work, you left some words out of your diary. You left some words out of your journal. But God's record has everywhere. He said, well, and just in case you think there's some stuff I don't know, every word, whether it be, well, before every word, even the what? Everything. Every word, you mean there's some secret stuff? Yes, there's some secret stuff. You know, y'all look all reserved. That's right. That secret stuff that you left out, God put it in. The stuff that you don't think nobody, you know, sometimes you say, well, I didn't say it if you think it. The Bible says that man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Say, well, I just had it going on in my mind. You know, sometimes people say, I heard a person say one time, well, I'm just lusting after them, but I didn't sin, I didn't do anything. Jesus said, if you lust after someone, you commit adultery in your heart. Say, I didn't do anything, I didn't act on it, but you committed it in your heart. Those things, God has a record. Yes, he does. He said, that's what you call a secret. God says, but I, y'all look all scared of me. I just got to tell you the truth. Ain't no use in playing church.
Yes.
Why would I come to church to be saved? Be all messed up, and a preacher told me all the stuff to get me stay in sin. The preacher didn't do his job. Because his Bible said, cry loud and thank God.
Glory.
Lift up that voice like a trumpet. Yes. Tell my people their transgression in the house of Jacob their sin. And then I heard him saying, Isaiah, your sins and your iniquities have separated between you and your... Somebody said, how come I don't feel God? Is there sin? Is there iniquity? Then if it is, you separate between you and your God. He said, and I can't even hear your prayer. So the only way God will hear and bless you is you got to get it right. But every single thing, whether it be the salvation is too important to play with.
Amen.
Salvation is too important. Somebody said, I'm going to church down the street. You still got to do right.
Yes.
I don't care where you go to church. God's word, as we all stand, never changes. I'd rather tell you the truth and have you be mad at me than tell you a lie and have God mad at me. It's all about being right today. As God searches our hearts, as God tries our way, some of us have been more blessed now than we ever been in our whole life. We have more than we ever had, but we have forgotten God. The very individuals, the elders and ministers, and all the works come forth, the very one that blessed me, I act like I don't know him. God can make a way. God can bless you. God can help you. But you have to honor God by honoring his word. Have you forgotten the very one that blessed you? Do you treat God with contempt and disrespect by dishonoring him by not keeping his word? There is a hell. There is a hell. I spoke at a home at a funeral service on Thursday. And you know, every once in a while I try to think of this for myself. You know what? Because I want to be saved. Before you say, I want to be saved. But as we look at the person laying there in the casket, and we know it's only the body, I said, what would that person say to you right now? Would they invite you to come to where they are in heaven? Or would they give you a sharp warning, don't come to this place of torment? What would that individual say to you? I often think my mom and my dad both their parents, and I love my mother, I love my father, yeah. And I still cry when I think about my mom and dad. So yeah, I'm gonna talk about that too. That's right. Because I love my mother and my father. Only God knows where they are. But every once in a while I just sit down and have a conversation with them. And I ask, help you get it right. Now we're back here.